This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. Brace yourselves, my fellow double X chromosome holders. This week we have yet another piece of evidence that, yes, men still make more than women and they get bigger raises. Can you see the steam coming out of my ears? Well, this is all confirmed by a study that was designed to find out if and why men are more successful in negotiating raises from their managers. The study's author joins us now, Professor Maura Beliveau of Long Island University in New York. Welcome.
Thank you, Tess.
I have to tell you that this was just kind of the latest in a long line of studies that are just entirely depressing for any of us who are women in the workplace.
I'm afraid I can't disagree.
Well, you know, it is settled knowledge that the gender gap is alive and well when it comes to wages. But what we have here, it sounds like, is perhaps an unintentional move by managers who are giving lower raises to women because women are more willing to believe that they can't have a bigger one because of the economy or what's happening with the company.
That is one interpretation of the results. I think the interpretation I make is a little more, even a little more generous to managers, which is that it's not that they actually think women are more likely to be reasonable in general. It's more that they think women value symbolic treatment and symbolic rewards. In some way, giving an explanation to someone suggests that that person has status. And so if you are debating about what level of pay to give someone and you have in mind that you are going to be able to give that person some other symbolic reward, some symbolic good, in this case, you're going to confer on them the status associated with treating them with respect and giving them an explanation. So the excuse itself is something managers think about is, I get to do something nice for her.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're looking at men and deliberating about a pay raise for men, it's not that they think that men don't value status or respectful treatment, but they in no sense think of that as substitutable for a better outcome.
Then whose fault is this? I mean, that sounds to me like maybe we women have allowed the message to get out there that we value some sort of explanation of why we're not getting a raise more than the raise.
Well, I find it interesting that there's a lot of evidence that women value pay as much as men. If you look within an occupation...
I'd vote for that.
If you were to look within the medical profession, and for instance, there was just a big study on women in academic medicine and men and pay,
mm-hmm.
That showed even if you control for specialty and hours worked and various other things, as you said, the gender gap is alive and well. And so then the question becomes, if women are reporting on surveys that they value pay when they're in a high paying occupation, but they're still not getting it,
mm-hmm.
I think it's more that the word is not out, even though the evidence is there. There are people that do research on something called system justifying beliefs. And if you are looking for a reason for the gender wage gap and you don't want to say that the problem is how managers think about men and women, you want an easier
outright
solution,
discrimination.
Right. Then you in a sense, can blame women. You can basically say it's because they don't value pay. It's because they're not willing to confront their manager. It's because they're not willing to negotiate or negotiate as effectively. And I think that overlooks the fundamental first move in any salary negotiation, which is the first offer.
Hmm.
And the first offer comes from what your manager offers you. So let's say managers do subscribe to these beliefs. Then what they can do is make those initial offers to women their lowball offers.
Right.
And what women are then challenged to do is negotiate from a disadvantaged position. And anyone who takes negotiation courses or training knows that it's extremely challenging to negotiate a true lowball offer.
All right. Well, then I suppose the message for managers out there would be that's BS and women are definitely interested in getting more money, no matter what the explanation is for why you can't. But I mean, based on your experiment here where, you know, men got 71% of the money that was available in this raise pool. What am I supposed to do about that as the female employee?
Well, I think one thing we can advocate for is more transparency about pay. Mm. I think what we need is women to advocate for pay to be audited in their organizations. Mm. So for HR, before any raises are announced, to advocate that HR in your company review all the raises and do a gender analysis. Advocate for HR to look at the unintended systemic biases that might crop up, especially when resources are constrained.
All right, ladies out there, you all have your marching orders. Maura Beliveau is an associate professor in the College of Management at LIU Post in Brookville, New York. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.